耶稣降生的时候，神没有写 email 给我们。
Jesus was born, he did not send us an email first.
因为今天我们收到 email， 都在考虑这个 email 是真还是假的。
Today, when we receive an email message, sometimes we wonder if it's true or not.
神差派他的天使向世人宣告好的消息。
That God sent His angels to proclaim the good news to us.
在路加福音第二章十三到十四节。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verses 13 and 14.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with angels, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests.
在这个信息里头有两个字是非常重要的。
Within this message, two words are very, very important.
一个是荣耀，一个是平安。
One is glory, and the other one is peace.
这是在人间没有的。
These things cannot be found
on earth.的东西
This is a heavenly thing.
在天上有荣耀，也有永远的平安。
In heaven, there's glory and there's eternal peace.
但是世上的人都想要一样事情，就是都要荣耀。
But people in this earth, they all want to have glory.
每个人都要成功，每个人都要发财，每个人都要受人尊敬。
Everyone wants to have success, everyone wants to have money, and everyone wants to be respected.
但是世上没有平安。
But there is no peace on earth.
人想要荣耀，但却失去平安。
People want to have glory, and they lose peace.
耶稣基督降生来到这个世界上，我们看见荣耀归于神。
Jesus came into this world, we can see glory belongs to God.
而他把平安赐给地上的人。
And the peace was given to man.
所以耶稣来其实是带给我们的希望。
So Jesus came into this world to give us hope.
这是一个没有平安、没有救恩、没有希望的一个世界。
To a world that has no peace and no salvation.
所以耶稣来象征救赎。
Jesus came into this world symbolizes salvation, redemption.
这是他降世为人最重要的。的一个使命
That's the most important message that he has for us.
我们人都有问题
We all have problems.
我们会生病，我们会犯罪，我们会死亡，我们也会绝望。
Some of them will get sick, some of them will sin, some of them will die, and some of them will have lose heart.
最后我们都会发现，当我们用尽我们的人生力量、财富。发现我们还是救不了自己。
After use all our strength and all our wealth, we cannot save ourselves.
很多人面对许多的困难。
Many people faces many problems.
很多人生活在罪恶当中。
Many people live in sin.
我认识一个人，他是一个赌徒。
Reverend Liu knows a gambler.
他也知道赌博是不好的。
He knows that gambling is not good for him.
他也知道每次去十次有九次是输钱。
He knows that a night out 10 times he goes to gambling, he will lose.
但是他还是要去。
Yet he continues to gamble.
他不能够改变自己。
He cannot change himself.
他没有办法抗拒那种贪财的那种意念。
He could not resist the greed.
有些人有自己的问题，他也没有办法解决。
I mean, people cannot solve their own problem.
生活在一个被辖制、被控制的一个人生里头。
We live in a bondage in this world.
所以，当神要把救恩给我们的时候
，So when God wants to give us His redemption,
他是希望我们能够从这些问题、这些罪恶、这个狭窄的空间可以被释放出来。
He wants to release us from all our bondage from this very narrow space.
人没有办法靠自己来完成这个事情。
People cannot accomplish by themselves.
但是神愿意把救恩给我们。
But God was willing to give us this salvation.
就像以赛亚书第九章第六节所讲的， 因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以人面临自己最大的挑战就是死亡。
People face the greatest challenge is death.
我们人不但没有办法解决自己的问题，有时候我们也不能够胜过死亡。
Not only can we not solve our own problems, we cannot overcome death.
有一个哲学家讲过一句话，他说：“生命啊，我不知道你是谁，但我们知道有一天我们要分离。”
The philosopher says, "Life, I don't know who you are, but one day we'll part our ways."
所以每个人都害怕死亡的临到。
Everyone is afraid of death.
早上我看报纸的时候，发现这世上的人越来越长命。
This morning, Reverend Liu was reading and realized that in this world, people are living longer.
我也要为姐妹感谢主，因为你们都比我们弟兄长命大概四岁。
I want to thank all the sisters seem to live longer than brothers.
那其中一个原因就是这个医疗越来越好。
Of course, one of the reasons is medical care is better now.
但是不管怎么好，我们顶多就是延长自己两三年的时间。
But at most, we can only prolong our lives for a few years.
最近跟一个医生谈话，他说：“你要吃维他命。”
Recently, Reverend Liu talked to a physician. He said, "You need to take some vitamin."
他说他跟我说，姐妹很多姐妹缺乏维他命 D， 对不对
？The lots of sisters lack vitamin D.
所以我们都吃维他命。
So we are taking our vitamins.
还有 omega 3
and omega 3 also.
还有降胆固醇的药
and low cholesterol medication.
还有 multivitamin， 这些都要吃。
So we're taking a lot of pills.
后来我想一想，从神学的角度讲，我说我们都在向上帝给我们那种自然死亡的一个自然现象做出调整。
So from theological point of view, it seems that we're challenging the death that is eventually going to come to us.
因为圣经说，按照定命，人人都有死一死，因为人犯了罪，死后必有审判。
And according to the Bible, we all die, and after that there will judgment.
死亡是一个自然的一个结果。
Death is a natural result.
但是我们都害怕。
But we are afraid.
Yeah.我常常有人跟我介绍，林牧师，你要不要买 life insurance？
Many people come to Reverend Liu said, Reverend Liu, would you like to buy some life insurance？
我听起来觉得蛮不错，买 life insurance 有点保障。
It sounds pretty good. It'll give you some security.
后来想想不对啊，不是保你生，是保你死。
The more you think about it, it's really not for your life. It's really for your death.
因为只有死了才拿得到钱，生是拿不到钱。
Only after death that you can collect.
所以我们都尝试用各种办法来拯救自己。
So we try many, many different ways to save ourselves.
但是圣经说，除了耶稣以外，别无拯救，因为在天上人间没有赐下的别的名，我们可以操作得救。
So the Bible says, besides Jesus, there's no redemption.
对，就像耶稣来到世界上，他对我们说。复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。
And Jesus came into this world, said he is life, he is the way. Whoever believes in him, will have resurrection.
Right. 圣诞节象征救恩。
Christmas symbolizes redemption.
第二，圣诞节象征平安。
Secondly, Christmas symbolizes peace.
那根据统计呢，这个世界的历史呢，只有8%有平安的日子。
According to a statistic, looking at history, world history, only 8% at peace.
意思说，我们人类生活在常常有战争、没有平安的一个世界。
Most people live in a world full of wars and battles.
各种天灾人祸临到我们。
Disasters, natural disasters and man-made disasters.
还记得这个 Apollo 11它飞到月球的时候，当时他们带了一个信息。
When Apollo 11 went to the moon and brought a message there.
他们认为把这个人类的信息带到这个月球，他们说我们代表全人类把平安带到你这里来。
He says we represent all human beings. We brought peace to the moon.
但是他们很快的发现，其实月亮比我们这里还平安。
But they soon realized the moon actually is more peaceful than the earth.
那里虽然没有人住，但是你可以感觉到那里的平安。
There's no one there and there's peace.
就像诗篇第十九篇第一到第三节所讲的，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无可声音可听。
Psalm 19 verses 1 to 3. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where the voice is not heard.
天上的平安是很大的，但是我们世界缺少平安。
It's great heavenly peace, but there's no peace on earth.
我就想到这个问安的文化，其实我们中国人跟圣经的文化很不一样。
When we greet one another, the Chinese culture is very different from the biblical culture.
在圣经里头，大家见面的时候都说 Shalom, 平安。
In the Bible, when they greet each other, they say Shalom, which means peace.
我们中国人见面的时候，吃饱了没有？
The Chinese says, Have you eaten yet?
我在想，为什么我们中国人用吃饱来问安呢？
Why do we greet one another asking, Have you eaten yet?
那就是可见我们中国人是一个很现实的一个民族。
The Chinese people are very practical people.
我们在认为人生最重要就是吃。
We think eating is one of the most important thing in life.
因为我们爱吃想吃，所以我们中国餐馆到处都可以找得到。
Because we love to eat, so you can see Chinese restaurants everywhere.
如果你要比较各种菜，其他的根本都不能比，中国菜最好吃。
You compare with all the other cuisine, you definitely believe that Chinese is the best.
所以这个吃饭好像是我们民族的使命。
It's actually a most important thing for Chinese people.
但能够有的吃，好像人生就完满了。
As long as you have something to eat, then you're satisfied.
但是你发现圣经讲到完满的人生，不是用吃饭的角度来表达。
The Bible has a very different perspective.
他们说 Shalom,
the Shalom,
平安
peace.
这个平安这个字在圣经里头是意义非常丰富的一个词汇。
This shalom, this word is very, very meaningful in the Bible.
隐含说你生活好吗？
It means how are you living?
当然包括吃得饱没有？
Including have you eaten yet?
你身体健康吗？
Are you healthy?
你心灵完整吗？
Is your spiritual life complete?
你有没有不正常的地方？
Is any abnormal?
你跟人的关系和谐吗？
How is your relationship with others?
你家庭幸福吗？
How are your family?
你跟上帝是不是有良好的关系？
How's your relationship with God?
你是不是活出上帝的旨意？
Are you living out God's will?
你是不是得到上帝的救恩？
Have you obtained God's salvation?
所以这个 Shalom 这个字隐含了很美丽的一个神学的概念。
Shalom, this word includes many beautiful theological concepts.
所以为什么耶稣基督来到世界上，他不是带给我们什么礼物？
So when Jesus came into this world, he did not bring us any great gift.
也没有给你 iPhone 6还是 7
Give us iPhone
6
or 7. 因
为我的 phone 根本就不是 iPhone, 所以我不讲。也不是要送我们房子车子。
He didn't come here to give us houses or cars.
也不是要赐给我们成就名义。
He didn't come to give us accomplishment.
他要给我们 Shalom.
He gave us Shalom.
神要看见平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The peace to men on earth.
使我们不残缺，不会说没有安全感，使我们不管在生活贫穷富有，我们都能够依靠神，都有神的同在。
So regardless of rich or poor, we have God's presence with us.
这个平安这个字在圣经里头重复了几百次那么多。
Peace this world appear many hundred times in the Bible.
就像耶稣也曾经对他的门徒说， 我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Even Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I give to you, peace not that the world knows."
十四章二十七，约翰福音。
John chapter 14:27.
耶稣讲到他要赐给我们平安。
Jesus said he will give us peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
第三，圣诞节象征希望。
Thirdly, Christmas symbolizes hope.
我在想我们人有多少希望呢？
Think how much hope do we have?
其实我们人人都有希望，所以我们还活着。
We are living because we still have hope.
但是我们的希望是很短暂的。
But hope was short-lived.
若是我们这种很脆弱、很短暂的希望忽然没有了，那我们真的是没有希望。
If we lose our temporary hope, then we become hopeless.
那根据这个专家的研究，他讲到这个心情很低沉，还有自杀。的人的特点是这些人心中觉得没有希望。
According to our study, those who are depressed or those who are suicidal is because they have no hope.
对，因为没有希望，所以人就不快乐。
Without hope, we have no happiness.
几年前有一个教会请我到这个 Cornell 去讲道。
A few years ago, Reverend Lee was invited to Cornell University.
那他有空的时候带我去看这个 Cornell 的校园，是很漂亮的校园。
So they gave Reverend Liu a tour of the campus. It was a very beautiful campus.
这是全美国十个那个一个出名的大学。
It's a very famous and very beautiful college.
但能够进去 Cornell 的学生，我都觉得很聪明。
I think the people who can enter Cornell University,
人家也羡慕他们。
Many people are very envious of them.
但是我就想，哎呀，这些孩子一定很幸福，因为有机会念那么好的学校，将来他们找份好的工作，对他们前途很有保障。
You would think these kids would be very happy, able to get a wonderful education and have a wonderful job afterwards.
那后来这个牧师带我去看一座很漂亮一条桥，因为下面有一个山沟，这个桥有一条桥。
And the pastor then brought Reverend Liu to visit a valley with a very beautiful bridge over it.
所以我们在那个桥中间这样看着下面的时候，哇，真的很漂亮。
And he was looking down on the bridge. It was very beautiful.
这个下面的河大概有五六十尺那么深。
It's about 50 or 60 feet down.
牧师对我说，他说，李牧师啊，这条桥是叫做跳自杀桥。
And the pastor told him that this is called a suicide bridge.
就是有一些学生哦，承受不了这个学业还有家人给他的压力，他们觉得没有希望，他们就从这个桥跳下去。
Some students because of the pressure of the school and also from family, they feel hopeless and they actually kill themselves by jumping from the bridge.
因为他没有希望。
Because they have no hope.
因为人生一种很暂时的希望，他失败了，他就自杀。
For the temporary hope in this world, if we lose it, then we get depressed.
我听过一个故事说，一个学生哦，因为老师骂他说你这么笨，你该死，诶，结果他回去自杀。
There's a story about a student was scolded by the teacher. Teacher said, "You're so stupid. You should go kill yourself." And he did. He went home and killed himself.
所以我记得这个道理，我从来不敢骂人家 stupid.
Reverend Liu, remember, never scold people as they're stupid.
人很脆弱
because people are very fragile.
但是又很残忍
and could be very cruel to one another.
我们要别人对我们良善，但是我们不学习对别人良善。
We want people to treat us well, but we usually are not kind to others.
所以我们的希望只有在神里头可以找得到。
Our hope can only be found in God.
因为在世界上我们很容易被挫折的。
In this world, we're easily discouraged.
有人会骂我们。
People will scold us.
有人会欺负我们。
People will bully us.
我们可能考试不及格。
We may fail in our exams.
我们可能生了病很难医治。
We may have a difficult illness.
我们可能面对一些破裂的关系。
Or we have a broken relationship.
可能失去我们的职业。
We may lose our job.
所以我们人的希望很容易就破灭。
And our hope tend to crumble very easily.
但是耶稣说他赐给我们活泼的盼望。
But Jesus gave us hope of eternal life.
A lively hope.
Lively hope.
Yeah. Lively hope. Lively hope 就是那个盼望不会灭的。
It's a hope that will not go away.
这个就是圣诞节神要赐给你的一个希望。
This is the hope that Christmas brings us.
不管你遇见什么问题，我们的主耶稣必定与你同在。
Regardless of your problem, Jesus is with you.
给你一种希望是不会被打倒的。
He will give you eternal hope.
愿圣诞节神的救恩临到你。
May God's redemption come upon you.
第三，愿圣诞节神的平安也临到你。
May God's peace come upon you.
第三，愿神把希望放在你的心中。
Also, may God give you hope in your heart.
Amen.
Amen.